Okay, we're up to Siman Shin Chof. We're up to Sif Yutes. We're learning Sif Yutes and Sif Chof tonight. Okay. So, the Shulchan Aruch continues with the additional halachas. We're going to be speaking about cosmetics tonight, actually, and about Tzeveah, which is... Okay, so see if you test. Top of page Kuf Mem Zayin. Litin ka koima betav shel muta. Now this is a red orange spice. It's a spice and it's a red spice. You're allowed to put that in the tavshel, in the food. Why putting that red spice in the food? We'll see soon, but at times you'd want to put it because of the spice, and at times the aroma is really nice, or at times you'd want to put it just because of the looks of it. So now he says, you're allowed to do that, and it's not considered tzeveah. Here is the rule, that to actually put a red spice in the tafshil is permitted, and it's not considered tzeveah. Mishneh Berurah explains, muta v'chen muta litin yain, you're allowed to put red wine into white wine. Although it will get red, but you're allowed to. So we're learning with halacha is that to make ein tzviya ba'ochlin. Normally, to color something, obviously on Shabbos, we're moving away from schita now. To color something into to produce something, to create a different color, that is normally also. But when it comes to ochlin, obviously. Coloring, painting, that's all tzeveah. But when it comes to oichlin, to foods, there's now an exception. The ein tzeveah ba'oichlin. To make something into a different color, if it's a food, then it is mutter. Therefore, to put this red spice into a food is mutter. The question is, what happens if you're doing it specifically for its looks? I understand, if you put the red spice in because you like this particular spice, okay, I hear that ein tzeveah ba'oichlin, it's mutter. What about though if you're doing it specifically to color it? If you're putting it specifically to color it, what's the halacha then? It will be a problem. Here comes the Mishneh Berurah and he's mechadish something. And he says, V'afili mechaven lechatchila. Even if lechatchila lasa is mare b'maychala b'mashke, even if you are trying to color it into a different color, gam ken mistabod en la'achmi, still allowed to be lenient. Ken ir b'prim begodim, if mashkos ha'ben ish mazno lochim l'meze. See, that's what the prim begodim passed, and it is mutter to do that. One is allowed to color food, even if it is specifically for the change of color. That's mutter. So an example would be, pardon?
Liquids.
Yeah. He's talking about yain. That means... Mutter. That means that if you have got, an example would be, yeah, what do you want to say?
Well, it's better to be the other way around. Have your juice in
Yeah. Yeah, so, in terms of, yeah, well, the Chayodum says it is good to be machmir. But meikra then, it is mutter. So you're talking about a chumrah. So that means that if you've got white wine on Pesach, and we all know that on Pesach one is meant to drink red wine, and you only got a bit of red, let's say red coloring even, or you're putting in some, or you have only a little bit of red wine. You only have a little bit of red wine, and the most of it is white wine. You're allowed to put this red wine or the red coloring into the white wine to have red wine on Pesach. You have to do that, yes or no? The answer is yes, it is mutter. Although you are coloring, and although you're specifically doing this in order to color it red, nevertheless, it is permitted. No, because it's a food. Even the main idea behind it is because it ain't tzviya ba'ochlin. There is no issa of coloring with regards to foods. And that's why it's mutter.
Is that liquid and solid?
Yes. That means another example would be that if you have an ice cream, and you want to shop it, just for the looks of it. Yeah, you want to make it look different. If it's like the answer is mutter. It doesn't mean though you're allowed to write on it. It doesn't mean you're allowed to write on it. That means that if you want to write happy birthday, that still would be, because that's ksiva, that's not tzviya, that's ksiva, that would still be a problem. But in terms of coloring, the halacha is that it is mutter. Yes, yeah, so that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskin. So tzviya is mutter. Now I've just realized that I actually forgot in Mishneh Berurah earlier, which is really important, and I must mention it. So we don't now see a few tests. I must go back just a couple of lines earlier. The Mishnah Berurah mentions something really, 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 really important. Two lines earlier, before Siv Katan and Vav, going back to Schita. I'm sorry to I hope I'm not causing confusion. Just go back to Schita. Mishnah Berurah says, "Asoichet tzara oir potter aval also." He brings on the end of Siv Katan and Hey that to squeeze hair is also on Shabbos. V'lochen tovel b'Shabbos yidosh shloishet tzara l'nagvam. All the Schita we've been talking about until now was just squeezing out from a solid into a liquid. You have a solid and you're making it into liquid, that is schita. Here there is a new chiddush, which is the Rambam, which is schita besar, is also medrabonon. To squeeze hair is also medrabonon as well. And there's a big chiddush here, because if you really look at the hair, does it absorb the water? It doesn't really. It probably is not really absorbent. I don't think that hair really absorbs the water, I believe. Yet it is considered tzchita medrabanan. To squeeze hair from its moisture, from its wetness, from the water, is also medrabanan. Tzchita besides also medrabanan. And therefore, if a person is talking about the tovel, if you go to mikveh, or in fact any time you're drying yourself, if you are drying yourself in a way that you're actually squeezing your hair from its moisture, that is also. That's the Shulchan Aruch, but that's what Mishnah Berurah passes. So, a tovel b'Shabbos, somebody who gets wet on Shabbos, he should be careful. Shelo yischo et tzaro l'nagvam, he should not squeeze his hair l'nagvam. Therefore, what does that mean? Halacha l'maaseh. That let's say you get something wet. Let's say it's pelting and you get something wet. Okay, you walked without a hat. You came. You're sopping wet, and you want to dry yourself. You want to dry your hair, assuming you still have. And you want to dry, yourself. So, very good. So that's a good question. Valid point. So let me go slowly. The halacha is, Rabbi Yisai, that your taka schita besides also to actually physically squeeze, as it were, the hair is also. Means if you take a towel and you rub it on your hair, that is considered schita besides also d'abona. What you are allowed to do is just to tap it, to put it, to place it on your body, to put it on your hair, and thereby it absorbs the liquid, the water, the moisture, that is mutter. So that would be mutter. So it's the rubbing, which is also, just to place it on your hair, that is mutter. That's what the post can say. Lemay said, now with regards to your very interesting question about any hair, any hand has got, what's the header to dry? So it's a good question. It's a very good question. And the answer to that is, now if it's very, very soft, what we normally have on the hands, very, very soft, it's not hard, it's very soft hair, then that is not considered something which absorbs at all, and therefore we can't be makel there. But it's a chiddush, it's a bit of a chiddush, and I agree that it needs to be thought through. But Lemaisa, the poskim say that apparently if we look, there's hair everywhere, and really that is not considered something which is chita besar. It's only real makom sa, which is considered schita besa. Okay, that's with regards to tzivya. That's with regards to schita. Just want to finish off that point, which is an important point. That schita besa is also medrabanan. And the next point that we discussed, the other point that we discussed was about tzivya ba'ochlin, which is another point. Now moving on from tzivya ba'ochlin, Sif Chof tells us the following: Yesh mishoyim shoichel tusim. Strawberries. If a person eats strawberries, or shar peres, or other fruit, hatsoivim. If a person eats strawberries and any other fruit that has got a lot of color on them, tzoich lizoi, one should be very careful. Shaluiga biyod of tzvois bivgodov. You have to be careful if you've got your hands are full of red the red liquid of the strawberries. You may not put this on your clothing because you're tzoivah. So it is true we said earlier that enziya ba'ochlin, you're allowed to color food, but if your hands are full of red from the strawberries, that you're still not allowed to colour that on your clothing. You have to be careful. Oibimapo, if you've got a napkin, mishum tzeva, because that's tzeva. Havrim tzeva pito ibimashke, but if you've got a bit of bread and that you're putting in that liquid and it's gonna go red, bimashke peros, you've got a bit of liquid or juice coming out from the strawberries and you're taking your bread and you're dipping it in there and the bread is gonna go all red, that's mutter. Why? And so what Shulchan Aruch is mechadish is telling us, you've got to be very careful not to get your clothes, new clothing, from red from the strawberries and any other peiros. Paper probably not. Yes, yeah, so if it's paper, you're right. Paper is probably not. I don't know if paper is it absorbent. Yeah, so well, if it's absorbent, then I suppose, yeah, I'm saying plastic, for instance, would not be considered an absorbent. So that would be mutter. Lemay said, there's a question we need to ask before that. And what about the hands? Why are we not worried about the hands in their own right? Why is it the hands? The hands got red as well. What about, but before that? Why was it not severe?
When something's severe, you can't
really wash them. So here there comes another chiddush. Very good. So that's the chiddush. Sivkot nun ches. You're right. That's the point. Shelo yiga afol sivkot nun ches. Second white line. Afol gav the tziva upon of yodov. What about his hands and his mouth, which is red now, full of the strawberries? That's not considered tziva. Lekel meichash. The ain tziva lo bedovo shadakol itzboya. Because tziva is only with something which normally end up, you normally color. That's probably the answer to your plate as well, even if it's absorbent. So you only tzevea on something which is normally meant to color. So something which you normally would paint and normally would color. Something which you don't normally color, such as your hands. You don't normally color your hands, therefore there's no tzevea there. You're right. That's what I was thinking now. Probably there's no issue on the paper plates because of that as well. You don't normally color on paper plates. So there's no tzvia there either. You're right. Now the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, what about cosmetics? It says within Siman Shin Gimel, we learned, the Issa Shom, it says that the Isha Loisav Yisrok Al Ponel, a woman may not put powder on her face, because she's coloring her face. That's what all cosmetics are about. If she paints her face, it's painting. So why is it also? Why is it also to put powder on her face? Cosmetics. So the answer is, because her face, a woman's face, she tends to do that. She tends to put powder there. And therefore, there's still a severe. So for a man to put powder on his face, there will be mutter, because it's not the normal thing to do. And therefore, it's not a normal place for a woman, however. That's what Shin Gimel is Mechadish. Since a lady will attempt to put powder on her face, therefore it's considered darkly it's burned, therefore it's going to be also. A brief word about powder, about cosmetics. There is a Moshe is mechadosh that to put, for a woman to put cosmetical powder on her face is mutter, because he holds that it doesn't stick there. It's a bit as if you put when you have a piece of paper, when you have paper and you put another, and you put a red paper on top of that, that's not considered tzevea, why not? You have white paper, and you put another paper on top of it with a different color, why is that considered tzevea? Separate entirely, because it's not sticking to it. So Moshe, I'm just bringing a moshel, Moshe doesn't say that nusach, but that's lechoy what he means. Moshe is mechadish, that powder doesn't stick, it's going to go off very quickly. Why? He's saying that he said that our cosmetics don't stick as much. He says, of course, lipstick will be included in the Issa over here. He's talking about, the Shulchan Aruch, he's talking about lipstick or something like that, which really sticks. But it's our contemporary powders do not stick, and therefore it's mutter. He said, our powders don't stick. Lemaisa, I don't think that it's accepted. It's certainly not in our circles. It's not accepted. Maybe the cosmetics have changed. It's not accepted. All the poskim pe'echot disagree with the Moshe's psak, and they hold that it is considered tzvia and miskayim, and it is also at the very least medrabonon. And it's hard to know as to whether a Moshe would make it on every powder, because some tend to stick. So that, but that's, I'm just explaining the background of this psak of a Moshe. Yeah. Now there is a bit of a question here. There's a question on the Bogodov. Now, there's a bit of a question. I mean, are you comfortable with this psak that you're not allowed to put, you've got a strawberry on your hands, you're not allowed to do this because of tzevea? not to wipe it on your clothes. Are you okay with this psak? What bothers? And darkoi? Yeah, true. And darkoi. And even more than that, it's the echlich. It's not a normal thing to do. Why is that considered severe? That's really what the Mishneh Berurah says, Lemaisa. Mishneh Berurah says, if it's a red garment, for sure it's also, because here you're making it look better. Okay, but never mind that. Some are lenient. And they say, yes, your hands full of strawberry, you're allowed to wipe it off on your white shirt. Why? He says, you're allowed to be makel like that. Because many poets came all that when they said that it's also, it's only also if you're clean, if the tzevea, the coloring is bringing something positive about it. But if, you're just ruining, you're just making it dirty, you're soiling the garment with your red strawberry, then it might not be the best idea to do, but lemaisa in terms of tzevea, there's no issa involved. So lemaisa mishnah boy is making in terms of tzevea on the cloth, because it is considered derech lichluch and dakri tzevea. Okay, Rabbi said, this is the end of Simon Shin Chof. So just to recap what we covered tonight, we spoke about schita of seo, which is also medrabonon. Therefore, to dry yourself from wetness is also. We spoke about tzevea ba'ochel, which is mutter. Therefore, if you've got red, orange spice or something which is red and changes the coloring onto the food, you're allowed to put it in because it's not considered an issa, because then tzevea ba'ochel. The Mishnah is mechadesh, even if your intention is to change the coloring, it's sometimes there's spices. Sometimes you like liquid. If you want to make your tea look different or something, you put a few drops or something, it's mutter. Because it's the looks, change the looks is mutter. Sif Chof tells us that strawberry, red, your hands full of strawberry and you want to wipe it on your clothing, it's also because you're doing tzevea. Mishneh Berurah said to get your hands dirty is a mutter, because a person's face is not really something that you normally would color. And therefore, ein tzvir pekach, and it's mutter. When it comes to women's cosmetics, that is still also, says the Mishneh Berurah. And the Mishneh Berurah does say on the actual psak of the Shulchan Aruch, he's choylik, and he says that many achronim are choylik, and he says that it's considered ein darkoi pekach, and it's derech lichluch, and therefore it is actually mutter to wipe your red clothing on your clothes. That means that if you've got on Rosh Hashanah, you've got the pomegranates dripping all over the place, and you wanna wipe it off your white shirt, it's mutter. It's mutter. Yeah, it is. Okay, Rabbi Sa, I'd like to take this opportunity to wish everybody Ksivach Sima Toiva, a good Gebench Tosh, should be a year full of Yeshuas, Nechomas, to the Klal, to the Prat, which all here only Psuas Toivas, and Yeshuas and Nechomas, everybody in his own family, and should be, yes, a year full of Baruch and Hatzlocha, and Taka, I must say, we had Baruch Shem an extremely, Baruch Shem, very successful year, Baruch Shem, we've been learning. No, no, really, it's amazing to get together every evening and to learn. She was able to do this many, many, many more times. It's a year full of, yeah, Baruch and Hatzlochen, Satishma. Thank you very, very much. And a good, gebenched yo.